You're listening to Sound and Nick's Vision on Siren 107.3 FM.
Thank you. So wonderfully mellow, and what a fantastic start to the first official entry to Sound and Nick's Vision, Volume 19, Nick.
Hello, Alex.
Volume 19.
Amazing. I know.
We have the fabulous Sue Rice back with us again. Hello, Sue.
Hello.
And we have some fabulous pieces of music. That was, of course, the first tune we heard, You and Your Friend. Dire Straits.
Nice it was too.
Was it?
But then you can't go too far wrong with Dire Straits, to be fair.
No, I thought it was time for a mellow vibe intro.
Oh, it certainly was. Probably the most mellow vibe that we've actually had for quite some time. But it takes us neatly around to Velvet Revolver. Would you like to introduce this particular aspect and why you've gone for it for the second part of your...
Again, one of these kind of times of revisiting this album. I love the band. Top draw, and Death of Scott Welland, seriously sad. But these were just a fantastic band, super group.
Ever heard of Velvet Revolver, Sue?
I have, but I have not heard of their songs by name. I'm sure that when you press the little button, I
always think of this one very much as the Harold Steptoe song, basically. You know, you dirty little thing.
Yeah!
we're finished now. This month is July, and the featured image on nickelliott.eu, yes, they haven't left us yet, is Earl Slick.
Mr. Slick, it is indeed.
See, Earl Slick, featured image from Nick's Rockumentaries.
Loving that bit of skull bling he's got on his finger.
Extraordinary.
That's fabulous.
Yeah. We're looking specifically, I mean, shot composition, Nick, would you like to describe it to our radio listener and Nick Elliott fan here? How would you describe that image?
It's one of my favourite images, mm-hmm. which is why it was picked. Mm-hmm. And I've been working with Earl on and off for about the past 2.5 years. Doing a rockumentary that eventually will end up in a book and possibly a limited edition show. But we've been bobbing in and out the project over that period. And I caught up with him in Norwich some couple of months ago. He was over here doing the 40th anniversary tour for Bowie's Station, a Station album, which Earl worked with David Bowie on. He worked on various different other bits and bobs, but this... actually, it was for the anniversary of Station to Station. And Earl was on it. Bit of a kind of, again, super band, really. Super group that they got together. Fronted by a guy called Bernard Fowler from the Rolling Stones, who's done a lot of work with the Rolling Stones. And it was a great, great time. And
hence
I was
the reason
at the tour.
We have a Rolling Stones.
That's why. He's actually holding up a Zippo lighter, which is his. Yeah. Which he's got.
Not that he's advocating smoking, of course, because we wouldn't. You know, we're a very healthy show on Sound and Next Vision.
Well, he does. He likes a tab, does Earl.
Well, you know, it's sad news for his alveoli. That's
all I can
say.
It gets my vote.
Okay. He's also holding it in front of his face, which brings us round to your third choice of music, because it's not one face, it's many faces. It's
the faces.
Why this particular number?
I just love the faces, and... certainly this particular kind of period, when I think they'd really got the whole thing together.
With
big
Rodney.
Time. With Rod.
Miss you,
Stuart. Swing it again, Rod.
tidy dress. And the fold in my trousers, it ain't straight. Still I know a good cloth when I see one. That's why I'm clad in this gray flannel suit. Sometimes I wonder if I should visit a tailor and get myself a smooth outfit. Then I remember what the father said to me. I'll make it from the open road. You all know this. He said others may come and others may go, but that suit'll be around wherever you go. Come on, sweet love.
Of course, the challenge of actually being the kind of straight person to Nick Elliott in Sand and Exhibition is sometimes you can get hurt, you know. And it's been offset because I've looked at the Facebook site and obviously Nick promoting Siren FM and the joy of that. But, you know, then he kind of puts up his time in Endeavour Radio and you think there's another presenter there. And even though he's wearing a Rolling Stone shirt, you think, oh, is he... Are we losing our place in Nick's sort of standard you see, sort of life?
What you've got to remember, Alex, I'm a man in demand.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah,
exactly.
Everybody wants a bit of me.
Although I do think that the presenter, Dave Wheeler, there we are, shameless comment, shameless plug there, he looks a little bit worried in terms of what Nick's hands are doing.
I know. I've been
But
there.
He is wearing a really fantastic T-shirt.
He's Rolling Stone crazy, isn't he? It's like we're revisiting in every single
Dave
sense of the
Dave is a
word.
Top man. I like Dave.
Well, there you are. Good. So,
but I love you, Alex.
I bet he says that to all of the presentational
good
hosts.
Good
exactly.
Recovery there.
Yes. Yeah. So far, Sue, we've listened to Dire Straits, Velvet Revolver, and The Faces. Remember, one of your roles these days is to sort out which one is going to be your favourite in terms of all the tunes we're actually listening to, apart from the last one, which is difficult to actually give a sort of real thought on. So it's by the by. Anyway, next one up, apart from Three Button Hand Me Down, can almost be seen as a premier little teaser for Tessa Snart, who will be sitting in the Nick Elliott chair, as it's officially designated here at Siren FM, when she hosts Sound and Country Vision, companion programme to Sound and Nick's Vision, in the very near future. Mm-hmm. With Camo from Nashville. It sounds vaguely sort of dodgy, but that's...
Cameron's fabulous,
isn't it? It's Camo. Camo is Camo these days, so we'll work through that. But again, looking ahead to that, clearly having worked in Nashville, is just one of the reasons why, Nick, you've actually decided to actually go for Why Did You Name Me Anything But Sue?
No, you
haven't.
Yeah,
you see.
You haven't.
I have no say in the playlist, Sue. Honestly, you may well provide various delights from the toffee world. It was a Wirtha original, or even a Wirtha, exactly. Shameless plug.
Full bag of Wirthas.
I think I might have to have a sweet. This song has haunted me for years.
So, was that the reason? I mean, was it a case of to twist the knife, Nick?
It was a double-edged sword, Alex. Double-edged sword. There are other reasons why it's in there.
It is a very good song. I'll give it that. It's a cracking tune.
Oh, yeah. The whole album.
3 minutes, wonderful. 29 seconds. Here it comes.
Well, my daddy left home when I was 3, didn't leave very much to my mom and me except this old guitar and an empty bottle of booze. Now, I don't blame him because he run and hid, but the meanest thing that my daddy ever did was before he left, he went and named me Sue. He must have thought that it was quite a joke, and I got a lot of laughs from a lot of folks. Seems I had to fight my whole life through.
Some gal would giggle and I'd turn red, and some guy'd laugh and I'd bust his head. I'll tell you, life ain't easy for a boy named Sue. But I grew up quick and I grew up mean. My fists got hard, my wits got keen. Roamed from town to town to hide my shame. But I made me a vow to the moon and stars, I'd search the honky-tonks and bars and kill that man and give me that awful name. Well, it was Gatlinburg in mid-July, and I just hit town and my throat was dry. Thought I'd stop and have myself a brew at an old saloon on a street of mud. And there at a table dealing stud sat the dirty mangy dog that named me Sue. Well, I knew that snake was my own sweet dad from a worn-out picture that my mother had. Knew that scar on his cheek and his evil eye. He was big and bent and gray and old, and I looked at him and my blood ran cold. I said, my name is Sue. How do you do? Now you're gonna die. Well, I hit him hard right between the eyes, and he went down, but to my surprise, come up with a knife and cut off a piece of my ear. Then I busted a chair right across his teeth, and we crashed through the walls and into the street, kicking and a gouging in the mud and the blood and the beer. Well, I tell you, I fought tougher men, but I really can't remember when. He kicked like a mule and he bit like a crocodile. I heard him laughing and I heard him cuss, and he reached for his gun, but I pulled mine first. He stood there looking at me, and I saw him smile. And he said, son, this world is rough, and if a man's gonna make it, he's gotta be tough. And I knew I wouldn't be there to help you along. So I gave you that name, and I said goodbye, and I knew you'd have to get tough or die. It's that name that helped to make you strong. He said, now you just fought one heck of a fight, and I know you hate me, and you got the right to kill me now, and I wouldn't blame you if you do. But you ought to thank me before I die for the gravel in your gut and the spit in your eye, because I'm the bird that named you Sue. What could I do? I got all choked up and I threw down my gun. I called him a paw and he called me a son. Come away with a different point of view. And I think about it now and then, every time I try and every time I win. And if I ever have a boy, I'll name him Bill or George or Frank, anything but Sue. Petrol. Take that name.
Really not sure whether even in the classic country track that Tessa will be featuring, whether we'll get a boy named Sue. But you never know. You never know. But clearly, Nick, the Sue Royce tribute continues, because you moved from, obviously, nomenclature to one of her top favourite sort of experiences.
Drinks.
In life. Exactly. You know, it's almost as though you could be writing this show specifically, shows dedicated to Sue Royce.
Indeed.
Yeah,
oh.
Exactly.
And it all's links, all links.
Yeah. So this is?
Joe Bonamassa, Slow Gin. Wonderful.
Well, I feel while bleeding, people pass me by. No matter if you live, no matter if you die. Slow gin, slow gin, trying to wash away the pain inside. Well, I'm sick and I'm all done in. I'm standing in the rain, hey, and I feel like I'm gonna die. I'm so damn lonely, ain't even high. I'm so damn lonely.
Train, leaving the station every other Thursday, 8 till 10, bringing you the best local and international bands from the world of rock and metal. The Rock Train, no tracks are too heavy.
Down, Down, Status Quo. That's a back introduction. That's all you need to do. It's fantastic. There we are. Nick Elliott writing the script for us as we go along on the production. It's sensational. In a few seconds, Nick, who's just chilling out to psych up the whole thing, will announce what we're about to hear, after which he'll be telling us what he'll be doing in Germany the day after this show airs.
The prayer, Duran Duran. Wonderful track.
I think that deserves a round of applause, really, for that. It's Nick's first official back announcement, and he did superbly well. The levee didn't break, the airship has stayed in the air. And, Nick, what are you going to be doing in Germany in 24 hours' time?
Yeah, I'm flying out 28th for a couple of 3 days to meet up with the band out there that I've been asked to shoot all their new album artwork. They're recording the
Can
third
you name
album.
The band?
Yes, it's a band called Yellow.
Very
French
good.
Band, actually.
Very impressive band.
Band.
Once had an album with a banana skin.
No, that's a different band.
Are you sure?
Different band.
Different Yellow.
Different Yellow. Spelt differently. This is a French band, not a Swiss band.
Is this Y-E-L-L-O?
No.
Oh. Well, we've clarified that then.
Yellow.
Any further details, get in touch with Sound and Next Vision. We'll give you the details shortly.
Thank you.
Very tempted to dedicate that one to New Orleans. Hopefully not too often. When the levee breaks, Led Zeppelin. So, Sue, it's brought us around to that time where we need to ask you, Dire Straits, Velvet Revolver, The Faces, Johnny Cash, Joe Bonamassa, Status Quo, Duran Duran, or Led Zeppelin, which one gets your best selection?
Well, I was thinking about this whilst I was listening to that very delectable guitar riff. Mm-hmm. Actually, I think it's got to be Slow Gin.
Really? Got to be. Slow Gin number wins it, and not Johnny Cash.
No, afraid not.
Yeah. Nick, how do people get in touch with you directly if they're listening to the show and say, Nick, we want you to play this ABBA song?
Well, they can email me on nickelliott.eu and also tap into the press office there, which is nickelliott.info.
And they can listen to the
emails,
whole thing.
Do the usual social media.
My word, Facebook and Twitter.
Twitter, the full
LinkedIn.
Monty.
Clearly, that's a movie, that's another thing entirely, so we'll just step away from that quite easily.
Or a pastime.
So as we conclude Volume 19 and wave you off to Deutschland über alles, with of course that Swiss band called Yellow.
Yeah.
Or are they French?
They're French band.
Yeah. I think they're French, exactly. So French.
But we're doing the gig in Germany, I think.
Perfect. No messing with Yellow or Nick Elliott.
Or Rory Gallagher.
Who did that? Back for Volume 20 next month, then.
We'll be here.
It'll be just quite astounding. I've had a little sneak peek. I've used the mystical power to actually look ahead to see what's coming into Volume 20 on Siren FM for Sound and Next Vision.
Playlist.
It's just amazing.
It's a great playlist.
I don't think we'll be able to cope with that.
Will you come dressed like a British Airways aircraft pilot?
If it's one of your fantasies, Nick, I'm happy to actually go down that line.
Marvellous. But, you know, I knew the romance wasn't dead.
Exactly. Let's say it. Keep music live. 1, 2, 3.
Keep music live.
told me a lie, but I love you, woman, till the day I die. Lordy, what you doing? You can call it what you want. I call it messing with the kid. 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 Call it what you want. I call it messing with the kid.